Ольга Васильевна Афанасьева, Ирина Владимировна Михеева. Английский язык. Учебник для 7 класса школ с углубленным изучением английского языка, лицеев и гимназий. Звуковое приложение. Unit 1. Number 1. Exercise 10. Listen to the text, a page from a diary, and try to read it in the same manner.
A page from a diary. When I first arrived in Moscow, everything appeared to be rather grey and dark. But as I came to the city centre, there was a dramatic change. There were so many fantastic buildings with very interesting architecture. I found Red Square and the Kremlin very impressive and was surprised by the number of churches and cathedrals in and around Moscow. I got the impression that religion is still at the heart of the Russian culture. Although a large number of churches are not used for services, they are beautifully kept. The frescoes and icons are brilliant. My first journey by metro was unforgettable. Some of the stations are beautifully decorated. At one of the stations, I thought I was in a palace. There were huge chandeliers and wonderful artwork all around. I felt important. Moscow is definitely a city of contrasts, so rich in many ways, yet in other ways, quite poor. There is so much history here. You can feel it everywhere you go. Everything tells a story. Demonstrators marching through Red Square, people reading books, magazines and newspapers on the metro, modern buildings, shops, and the things they sell, street markets, the list is endless. The dramatic changes over recent years are quite evident. Russia has produced a great number of very creative and talented people. Theatrical performances, museums and picture galleries, in fact, all aspects of Russian life prove that. Moscow is one of the cities of the world that must be seen, I think. And this is what I'll tell my friends when I come back home.